الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبايد الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Today in this khutbah, inshallah, we have a special report from the Interior Affair. And this special report is about a special man. He is a man, he is a human being, but he was special in everything. And his name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although that he was a human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be example and to be something to be admired by every human being, not only by every Muslim. And I would like to give this report for a special department. And this department is a very important reference because no one know a man more than his family. And no one know a man more than his wife. Because if you have any good in you, this good will be there in your house before any place else. And if you are a good person, the first one will know about you, your wife. Because your reality can show when you are in the house. You may try to be good. You may try to be good outside, at your job, at your school, because it's temporary hours and temporary time that you are interacting with these people. And you have to show them the best of your behavior. But when one of us go home Now he feels this is his kingdom, this is his place. Now he can do anything because nobody can fire him, nobody can admonish him, no one can tell him what he's saying or what he's doing. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we get in a report about him before Islam and from his wife. And this is something very important, so you can really appreciate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Really can appreciate the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as example, if a person given in a charity while he is a poor person, can you imagine when he became rich? If somebody praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's sick, you can imagine when Allah bestow health on him, how he's going to be. He's going to be much better. So if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we got to hear from this report, this is before Islam, and this a report for coming from his wife. Now this report coming from Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, Mother Khadija, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of us know the famous story when Jibreel for the first time saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after he squeezed him hard, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned back to his house with a full fear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, فرجع بها ترجف بوادره صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى دخل على خديجة فقال زملوني زملوني فزملوه حتى ذهب عنه الروع فقال يا خديجة ما لي وأخبرها بالخبر وقال قد خشيت على نفسي فقالت له كلا أبشر فوالله لا يخزيك الله أبدا إنك لتصل الرحم وتصدق الحديث وتحمل الكل وتقرئ الضيف وتعين على نوائب الحق. He says, Khadija, what's wrong with me? I really fear for myself. Because this creature or this thing that I saw, I never saw something like this. I'm in big trouble. What is going on? What was the report? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time to see angel. And to see the angel in the real form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. When he tried to escape with his vision from the angel Jibreel, he could not even see the horizon, because one angel had covered the whole horizon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he was so nervous, asking his family to cover him, to try to help him with what kind of field that he's in. But when he catch his breath, when he was able to express himself and say, I fear for myself. I don't know what is wrong. Something happened to me. What was the report? What did she say? She said to him, say nay, by Allah, never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defame you. Never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ignore you. Never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neglect you. Never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from you. Why? And look, this is his wife standing for support for her husband in time of fear and need. And she said to him, by Allah, how come she can swear on something like this? Because she knows this man. She lived with him. She saw him in different form and different ways. She got to know about him. She heard the news about him. She lived with him. She saw this man. She lived with this man. And she said, by Allah, never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defeat you. Never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will embarrass you. Why? He said, because tasil rahim, you care about your family. The family ties, the family blood relation. You are a man who care about family ties, and this is something very good about you. You could not fear anything. You are a person who are truthful when he speak. You are a person that known by your word that you are honest, truthful. You always speak the truth. And you always assist the needy. And you always make hospitality for the guest. And you always assist anybody who needs anything. Subhanallah. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the way how he been known even before he became the messenger of Allah. This is the way how been understood by Muslims and even non-Muslims in that time. He said, no. Why? Why? Because your behavior, your manner, your characteristic, you are a man who always jump and ready to assist. If you get a guest, you take care of him. If you have a relative, you try to reach, and you try to talk, and visit, and you try to keep a good company with him. If you know that somebody needs help or assistance, you rush for him. The way how you are, you could not be harmed, because you are a good person. You are a beautiful person. You are in the best kind of characteristic and behavior. As I said, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this report coming about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he's not a messenger yet. This is first daily report. And this coming from his family, from his wife. And like I said, a person can act and try to be good outside. But when he's home, he's a different person. And this is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking highly about her husband. And after this, as we know how the story go, she went, took him to Waraqa ibn Nawfal to try to see what's the problem. And this is a good example for a wife, how she's supposed to be backing up her husband, especially in time of distress or a time of need. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, خيركم خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. If you have any good in you, this good will show in your family, especially to your wife. If you are a kind person, you could not be kind only in the job. You could not only be with your schoolmate, good and nice, but when you go home, sharp woman, don't talk, hurry up and finish my dinner. There is a good word. Same way like you talk to the people in the store. Same way you talk in the school. The same way you talk in your job. And everything, excuse me, oh sorry, pardon me, but with your wife, why you don't use the same expression? So she, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, the best among you who are best to their family, and comes before any family, before the children comes a wife, because with no children when you have the wife. So he says, the best among you, those are the best for the family. I'm the best among you for my family. With this, inshallah, we want to get about some other report about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to get to know more about him. And this kind of description by Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, from the collection of different reports, he said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان أحسن الناس خلقا وخلقا وألينهم كفا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأطيبهم ريحا وأكملهم عيشا وأحسنهم عشرة وأشجعهم وأعلمهم بالله وأطاعهم وأشدهم لله خشية ولا يغضب لنفسه ولا ينتقم لها وإنما يغضب إذا انتهكت حرمات الله تبارك وتعالى فحينئذ يغضب ولا يقوم لغضبه شح حتى ينتصر للحق صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان خلقه القرآن وكان أكثر الناس تواضعا يقضي حاجة أهله ويخفض جناحه للضعفة وما سئل شيئا قط فقال لا وكان أحلم الناس وكان أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها، والقريب والبعيد والقوي والضعيف عنده في الحق سواء صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن أحب طعاما قط إن اشتهاه أكله وإلا تركه، ولا يأكل مستحيا ولا على خوال أي مائدة عالية، ويأكل ما تيسر ولا يمتنع من مباح الماء، وكان يحب الحلو والعسل، وقال نعم الأذن الخل، وكان أحب الشاه إليه الذراع. وقال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه: خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الدنيا ولم يشبع من خبز الشعير، يعني للعدم، وكان يأتي الشهر والشهران ولا يوقد في بيوتي في بيت من بيوته نارا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous man ever been known. He was so generous and more generous in the month of Ramadan. He was the best among all men in his characteristic and in behavior and in his body صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was so kind and he was so good in the way how he smelled, and he was the most eloquent person and the most person that he can live with صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the most one more knowledgeable, the more knowledgeable about Allah, and the one who fear Allah more than anyone else. Never the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم revenge for his own self. Never he get angry for a personal reason, but he will get so fearful and so anger when is the propagation or the limits of Allah been broken or been transgressed by somebody. So if something like this, something haram took place, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be angry and he will do whatever he can to stop such kind of evil. The characteristic and the behavior and the manner and the discipline of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Al-Quran. He was a very humble person. He used to help his family in the house. Never somebody asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned him without anything. Doesn't matter what they ask, here is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give it away. Even he just received it and somebody asked for it, he will give it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will eat whatever is there, whatever available. He doesn't make a big deal over the meal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to love the sweet and the honey. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised vinegar. Vinegar as a food. Did he ever eat vinegar? You may put some vinegar over your salt, but did he ever use it as a meal? This is the Prophet of Allah. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating vinegar. This all what he's eating, and he's not making a big deal of it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love the arm from the sheep. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left this life, he never filled his stomach from a barley bread. That because he didn't have enough. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be 2 months sometimes, 2 months elapsed, and no hot meal being cooked in his house. Subhanallah. 2 months, 60 days, no fire being kindled in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I.e. no hot meal being cooked, water and dates if he found it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to accept the gift, and he doesn't eat from the charity, because the charity is awsakh al-nas, al-sadaqat awsakh al-nas. The charity is the filth of people. When you take zakat, When you take a charity, you are removing the filth and the greed of yourself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is above taking the thing that comes to clean the people and remove their sins. But he will appreciate the gift, and he would like to return for somebody who gave him a gift. He would like to retain always something back to him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam وكان يخسف نعله بيده الشريفة صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to fix his own sandal, or his shoes with his own hand. 12 pairs of shoes. You may have it in your house, and every time you see something, you want to buy it, and you want to buy it, and you want to buy it. And here is the Prophet of Allah fixing his own shoes, not buying another one and another one. This our Prophet. This is the man whom Allah sent him to be the messenger of Allah. Look how humble he is and how simple he is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he used to batch his soap. Subhanallah, how many shirts and how many jeans and how many pants and how many skirts and a big closet wall to wall we have in clothes, because we don't know something better to spend our money in. We don't think about the poor and the needy. We don't think about the mosque. We don't, some of us don't think about anything except his own self. Here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting batching his own qamis, his own soap, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ يَقْعُدُ طَارَةً الْقُرْفَصَاءُ وَطَارَةً مُتَرَبِّعًا. The way how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sit on the floor, and how he used to sit so humble in the floor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't sit on a big ma'idah high to eat with his food. On the floor, this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Prophet, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This is the man that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be the Prophet and the seal of all the Prophets. How humble he was, and how kind he was, and how merciful he was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and our minds to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to observe his lifestyle. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sin of peace and the blessing on the man whom Allah had sent him a mercy for all mankind. The respected brothers and sisters, both of them, we read a lot about leaders and kings and historical people, and no books, no history compile anything more than they compile about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been praised by Allah. And Allah said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, O Muhammad, you are on the best manner, on the best behavior. This man been praised by Allah, been praised by the angels, been praised by the Muslims, and even been acknowledged and praised by kuffar. And as Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Indeed, we elevate your fame, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not because any flag did he live, and not his name been raised because any greed or anything, but through his manner, behavior, discipline, being a humble person and being a friendly person, he was the best leader even been known to the history. He is the Prophet of Allah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the history and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not to be a nighttime story. Nowadays, a lot of Muslims, the TV took a place in their life and became the most and the best entertainment for them. And always they talk about star, so and so star, a singer or musician or a person who, a football player, and we forgot about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We forgot. Most of us forgot about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, you have the best and the most perfect example in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who's going to do this? Who's going to follow the example of the Prophet? Who's going to care to read about the Prophet? Who is going to think about spending some time with the history and the seer book about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah say, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْأَخْرِ. If you really have hope in meeting with Allah, if you really care about the day of judgment, if you really have a real belief in the day of judgment, now it is going to make you read and understand and to try to imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to start to change our life, brothers. At least when we come to the mosque. At least we have to start to do something. Subhanallah. The first show that fulfilled is the last show there by the himself. Why the whole mosque is open? Where is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the khutbah started, one or two lines there, where is the Muslims? We have something else more important in our life than this deen. More than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most of us, when they come to Shura, we come and do the same clothes that we were working with it outside. When we go to think or reflect about the Prophet and his sunnah, when we're going to start to do something, when we're going to start some change in the way how we look, the way how we talk, the way how we think, the way how we relate to our wives, the way how we are in our houses. Do you ever think about the Prophet? What is the last time that you remember that you wash dishes because your wife have a headache or she's pregnant or she could not move from her spot or for whatever reason? When is the last time that you ever did? Been married for 20 years. When is the last time that you think that you did this? When is the last time that you sat in the floor and ate with three fingers like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We have a problem with Muslims in Ramadan, inside the mosque, eating and drinking with their hands. And they get so disappointed. And they just want to come and get to the mosque. Why? Because somebody said to him, brother, eat with your right hand. The big deal, how you dare to say to me, eat with your right hand? Brother, this is not the sunnah. So, brother, did we do all this? And leave me. Let me enjoy my life. Don't disturb me. Subhanallah. And the Prophet said, eat with your right hand. Indeed, the shaitan eat with the left hand. Brother, at least in the mosque, can we try to think about the Prophet while we in the mosque? Can we really start to think about the Prophet when we come to the mosque and when he enters the mosque, pray to a rak'at? No, some of us, they have the stick with the madhab, and the madhab is so strong in their mind, and the teaching of the Imam so and so is so greater than what the Prophet said. The Prophet said, pray to Rakat when you come in. And the man enters the mosque, and the Prophet gives the khutbah, and the man says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, did you pray to Rakat? He said, no. He said, get up and make to Rakat. Why half of the community, when they enter in Shura, they could not even meet the sunnah, the Prophet said. Why? Because, brother, my school of thought, the Imam said, Sasa. Subhanallah. When, brothers, when we going to really start to think about the Prophet? Or what we need to wait for the Denmark, or about France, or somebody to do something about the name of the Prophet, and now after this we go in the street shouting. And after this, when it's over, we also over. Subhanallah. Let's be real about caring about the Prophet. not in the prophet, being the perfect teaching part of our life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, you have the best and the most perfect example for you to act upon is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you hope in meeting with Allah and the Day of Judgment. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. O brothers and sisters in Islam, in peace and the blessing of the Prophet. And remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you're walking, when you're driving, when you sit, when you talk, when you cook, when you eat, when you talk to your wife. Remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make the Prophet Muhammad sunnah to be part of life, your life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه.